Yeah, it was good. We had, you know, we didn't know what we were going to get today from the group, but we just chatted as a staff there, and we not only had some good jump, but we had some good execution. So, you know, we're quite pleased, obviously, with the flight home and a couple of days off. It's nice to see the guys not only work, but we had some fun out there too.
How close is Goose looking as far as
he's full practice? So we'll just evaluate here day by day. But you know, we'll have to see how he came out of practice today. But he has no restrictions with bumping or physicality. So you know, hopefully he shook out good after today.
Potential for him to go Friday, right? Because he could technically, if he comes off LTIR.
I don't know all the details. You know, obviously it's his first skate, so we'll monitor, you know, when he gets back.
So you'll finally have the team that you were supposed to have on day one, right? Do you feel optimistic about that?
Well, looking at the board, it's nice not to have anybody on our right side on the injury side of our board. So that's certainly nice this morning that we've got everybody skating. And, yeah, I mean, we're not only optimistic about that, we're optimistic about how we played the last two hockey games. And, you know, I know the group feels good about the way we played. Are we happy with obviously only getting, you know, the 2 points as opposed to the four when we went over there? But we had opportunities, obviously, in both games to win the hockey game in a shootout, and then we had some great looks in overtime to win that hockey game in against Toronto. But, you know, so, yeah, we're optimistic for sure.
Especially the Toronto game, right? I mean, I was watching the game again, and really other than the 10 minutes back half of the first period.
You watched the game again?
Yeah, I know.
Jeez, Mike.
No wonder
you're so smart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, it did feel like that was a game that you should have won. Probably.
I agree. Of course, we watch it back, mm-hmm. but the first four shifts, we were really good. Then we take the penalty. They got their guys on the ice for the power play. They got their touches. And the momentum kind of shifted there for 14, 15 minutes. They had the majority of the play in the first period. We were like, oh, boy. And then the second and third, you're right. We were in even the overtime. You know, they got a great goal by a gifted player, probably playing the best in the National Hockey League right now. But, yeah, we are optimistic of how we are playing the game, how our attitude, our body language, our execution, our sticks were real good. So we've got to keep it up. Obviously, we're not happy with where we're at in the standings. There's no secret about that. But we've got to put some games here together and hopefully get on the right side of it.
How telling will these next couple games be then for you guys to kind of identify who you really are and who the Minnesota Wild?
Well, I'm not sure it's the next couple games. It's just the process of every game now. It has to be. We have to listen, it's a great league, right? And if you give yourself an opportunity every night, you know, you'll have a chance. You know, does that mean you're going to win every hockey game? No, but it'll give us an opportunity if we play how we're capable of playing, which we've seen for the most part in the last two hockey games.
76% of the teams that are in playoff position come American Thanksgiving tend to be in playoff position. But looking at some of the squads and where they're at this year, not just in the Central, but all around, how accurate do you think that might be? Or do you think this year could be a very topsy-turvy situation?
I have no idea of that kind of stat. What's it matter? I mean, you know what? There's teams that have been right out of it, obviously, and they go on and win the Stanley Cup. So, you know, we're following the process here. Our group is well aware of the lack of points that we have right now, and we're also well aware of us not playing up to our capabilities. So, you know, we, as you mentioned, we have everybody back. We will be able to play the way that we want to play and give ourselves a chance each and every night to win hockey games.
Dean, we've done that trying to help Kirill get back to his production here. Is there times when he needs to be assertive? Times you need to be supportive?
I mean, that's what we do as coaches, right? I mean, have we been firm with Kirill already? Sure. Have we been, you know, pat him on the back same as every other player? Yeah. You try to figure that out. You know, same as our group as far as our points. It's not, we're not trying not to win hockey games. Curl's not trying not to score or to score. He's trying to score each and every night. He's trying to do all the leadership things that come along with being an assistant captain and all of that stuff. And leading by example, he's working his ass off. We're not worried about Kirill Kaprizov.
Does he get worried that he get in his own head at times?
Hockey players are always going to get in their own heads. Athletes are always going to get messed up with, you know, confidence and what have you. And you know, the great players pull themselves out quicker than some of the other ones. He's going to pull himself out.
Do you think that's what's going on with Boldy right now?
I think it's going on with our whole team, right? And you could go down every NHL roster and you can pick and choose guys that, you know, go into a little bit of a funk here and there during the season. And, you know, unfortunately, we've done it collectively, but maybe that's going to help us pull out of it as well.
What do you see right now at Boldy? I mean, he hasn't scored since he's been back. You know, we were just looking right now. He's got one hit on the season. It just doesn't seem like he is really the guy that we saw last March.
Not so sure about those stats because I don't know what game it was, but he went in and stick on puck and finished his check the other night. I think it was the Ottawa game, and we looked, there's no hit. Hey, stuff like that, it's like...
Subjective.
Yeah, and we don't, you know, put a whole lot of weight in that. We put a whole lot of weight in the guy competing and battling and moving his feet and getting to the net and hitting the net and all that kind of stuff, but defensively being sound as well. You know, that's what we're looking for as a staff, not only for individual players, but our whole team.
And do you see him getting chances?
Yeah. I mean, we just watched one this morning where, you know, he gets a goal mouth pass against Toronto there and then just kind of puts it into him. A lot of times he'd maybe slide to the back door and have that slot line play. So, yeah, I mean, when you're squeezing it a little bit, you know, you're you know, going to have that happen. He's trying to, right, like we all are. You know, he's a young hockey player, a young player in the National Hockey League. He's still going through, you know, a process of being a great pro, and he will do it. He'll get there.
One more on Kirill. I know there's so many voices in the locker room who are very vocal, and they're wearing letters, and they're not. Has Kirill become any more vocal or standing up and speaking and kind of that role, or is that a role that you'd like him to see more? Would that even really change anything?
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people put a lot of weight in it. The Mark Messier stand up and grab a guy by the jersey is kind of gone. You know, it takes a very special person. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk, did he stand up and did he say this? Did he get on his soapbox? A lot of that's not how it's conducted a lot of times. But did we challenge Kirill, Ecky, and Moose when Spurgey was out? Yeah, we challenged them to be more vocal, to be more assertive, to be more leadership prone as opposed to just showing your work ethic. Sometimes you got to say something to somebody, but ultimately you got to do it yourself too, which he is doing. That's the best leadership. The players will watch him and watch how he gets himself in positions not only to score but defensively. And he can lead in that way as well as opening his mouth.
You've liked Rossi's game. What are the one or two things that he's changed from this time last year?
I don't think he's changed anything. I just think he's just a more mature person. I think he's more assertive player. I think he's more assertive person on our team. He's not intimidated by the surroundings and the environment, and that's allowed him to have success here early individually, and it's helped his hockey club win.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, crew. Steve.